A young migrant in Lagos creates deepfakes so convincing they could topple governments.
Twin orphans in Seoul learn from AI companions that know them better than they know themselves.
A teenage gamer in Sri Lanka remotely pilots autonomous vehicles through crisis situations.
These aren't fantasies. They're carefully constructed previews of life 20 years from now. What makes this vision compelling isn't just the technology, but the deeply human stories woven around it.
Each scenario emerges from the collaboration between Kai-Fu Lee, one of the world's foremost AI experts, and Chen Qufan, an acclaimed science fiction author who brings technical possibilities to vivid life. The result is something rare, a book that feels like reading great fiction while absorbing a masterclass on artificial intelligence's trajectory. In 2041 Mumbai, Nayana's family receives insurance discounts for healthy behaviors tracked by their phones. Ganesh Insurance monitors their steps, meals, locations, and social contacts, personalization at its extreme. This runs on deep learning, where AI teaches itself through artificial neural networks that recognize patterns in massive datasets, adjusting millions of parameters through training rather than following human-written rules. Traditional insurance uses perhaps a dozen data points: age, occupation, medical history. AI-based systems incorporate thousands of signals from your digital footprint for instant, comprehensive evaluations. But AI optimized solely for profit can manipulate behavior without regard for well-being and perpetuate discrimination through correlations, like indirectly identifying caste status. Most troublingly, deep learning lacks explainability. Unlike humans who articulate reasoning, AI's complex equations create an impenetrable black box. Nayana ultimately chooses human connection over algorithmic guidance, reminding us that efficiency isn't everything.
By 2041, Lagos, visual deception technology reaches near perfection. Amaka gets blackmailed into creating deepfake videos so convincing they could undermine public figures. The technology employs generative adversarial networks, two competing neural networks in continuous battle. The forger generates synthetic content, while the detective determines authenticity. This adversarial relationship drives improvement as both networks retrain millions of times, each optimizing against the other. What's unsettling isn't just the sophistication, it's how it flourishes where regulation lags behind. We're heading toward a world where seeing is no longer believing, where video evidence becomes meaningless without blockchain authentication. High-quality detection software will exist for critical platforms, but not universally. The implications ripple outward. Political discourse poisoned by manufactured scandals, justice systems undermined by fabricated evidence, personal relationships destroyed by convincing lies. Yet the story offers hope through Amaka's choice. He uses the same technology to reveal truth rather than perpetuate deception, proving that tools are neutral, but human choices determine their impact.
Korea, 2041. Identical twins, Golden Sparrow and Silver Sparrow, receive AI companions through their academy's VPAL system. Despite shared DNA, one is competitive and aggressive, the other creative and introspective. Their AI companions, Adamon and Solaris, adapt to these differences, providing customized support that helps each develop unique potential, illustrating education's future through natural language processing. The breakthrough began with the 2017 Transformer model, enabling AI to teach itself language from naturally occurring material. Today's GPT-3, trained on 45 terabytes of text, generates remarkably human-like text, though it still fabricates information and struggles with causal reasoning. By 2041, exponential growth in model parameters will partially address these limitations. Education remains largely untransformed. Today's classrooms resemble those from a century ago. AI promises revolution by addressing two fundamental flaws: the one-size-fits-all approach and limited access in poorer regions. AI tutors provide constant attention, noticing subtle cues like pupil dilation to optimize teaching methods.
Human teachers will evolve to focus on critical thinking, creativity, empathy, and emotional intelligence, qualities AI cannot replicate. The twins ultimately merge their AI companions, symbolizing how technology helps us integrate different perspectives and transcend limitations.
Post-pandemic Shanghai, 2041. Chen Nan suffers severe germophobia and physical contact aversion. Her smart stream monitors vital signs and mourns of potential contamination. When her online friend Garcia falls critically ill with a mysterious virus, she must decide whether to risk physical contact to save him. By 2041, healthcare will transform through comprehensive digitization. AI will accelerate drug discovery, slashing billion-dollar costs and multi-year timelines. DeepMind's AlphaFold 2 already simulates 3D protein structures with accuracy matching traditional techniques. AI will revolutionize precision medicine, tailoring individualized treatments using comprehensive patient data. Diagnostic AI is expected to exceed all but the best doctors within 20 years. Robot-assisted surgeries grew from 1.8% in 2012 to 15.1% in 2018. By 2041, most surgeries will involve robotic participation. Wearable devices and smart environments will continuously monitor vital signs, detect health crises, and help predict future pandemics. Chen Nan ultimately overcomes her fears to embrace Garcia, choosing human connection despite her technology's warnings. Even in our digitized future, human touch remains irreplaceable.
Tokyo, 2041. Aiko investigates her idol Hiroshi X's mysterious death through an immersive detective experience. Using extended reality technology, she solves clues across physical and digital spaces. By 2041, XR will seamlessly blend virtual reality's fully synthesized environments, augmented reality's digital overlays, and mixed reality's virtual elements that interact naturally with physical surroundings. Early XR devices were clunky helmets tethered to mainframes. By 2041, XR contact lenses with nearly invisible earsets will create an invisible smart stream, displaying information, translating languages, and providing haptic feedback through specialized suits. Input will move beyond handheld controllers towards eye tracking, gesture recognition, and speech understanding. Omnidirectional treadmills will let users run and climb while remaining safely centered.
These technologies raise profound ethical questions. Systems appearing at convenient times must constantly monitor users, capturing everything we see and hear, creating an infinite memory repository with serious privacy implications. As XR becomes realistic, digital immortality emerges, deceased individuals recreated from their digital footprints. Aiko discovers her experience was a sophisticated AI-enabled game, letting fans interact with personalized virtual idols, giving them agency in crafting narratives rather than passively consuming manufactured personas, showing how technology might enhance authentic human connection.
AI 2041 reveals artificial intelligence's power to generate unprecedented wealth and amplify human capabilities, from healthcare diagnostics detecting diseases years early to personalized education, smart cities optimizing energy and traffic, and AI-powered research accelerating climate solutions and space exploration. Yet AI brings serious challenges: algorithmic biases perpetuating inequalities, cyber attacks, deepfakes threatening democracy, privacy violations, autonomous weapons, and job displacement. Facial recognition shows racial bias, deepfake videos influence elections, and automated systems make critical decisions about loans, jobs, and sentencing. These problems stem not from AI itself, but from humans using it maliciously or carelessly. In the book stories, challenges were overcome through human creativity, wisdom, courage, and compassion. Communities developed AI literacy programs, established ethical frameworks, and created systems ensuring equitable distribution of benefits.
If we appreciate AI's potential to liberate humanity from routine work, we can shape AI as our perfect complement. AI handles data analysis and logistics, freeing us to explore what makes us uniquely human: creativity, emotional intelligence, and moral reasoning. This requires thoughtful regulation, inclusive dialogue, and investment in complementary human skills. The question isn't whether AI will transform our world, but whether we'll guide that transformation to our highest aspirations.